Well, Israel's offensive against the Gaza Strip enters its 12th day. At least 304 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's aerial and ground assaults on the besieged enclave. The Palestinian Health Ministry has reported over a dozen more deaths caused by the relentless Israeli bombardment of Gaza. Earlier, 8 members of a single family, among them women and children, were killed when an Israeli tank shell hit their home in the town of Beit Hanun. In addition, 2 brothers aged 4 and 7 were killed when the Shojaiya neighborhood of Gaza City was shelled. 54 Gazans, including children, infants, women and the elderly, have been killed since the beginning of Israel's ground incursion on Thursday night. Israeli jets and tanks pounded eastern, southern and northern Gaza all day on Friday. Over 2,000 Palestinians have been injured in the attacks. Palestinian medical sources say around 25% of the dead are children. Let's cross over to Gaza and get a first-hand view of what's taking place there at the moment. Press News' Ashraf Shannon joins me. Ashraf, over to you. Tell us what's the latest.
Well, Hassan, in the latest airstrike on the Gaza Strip, at least 7 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis. This has happened about 20 minutes ago when an Israeli fighter jet fired a rocket towards a group of people sitting on the street in the middle of the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis. Now, this brings the number of those who were killed by the Israeli onslaught to nearly 311 since the start of Israel's so-called Operation Protective Edge. The number of injured around 1,200. Many of them are in serious condition. At least 1/3 of those who are killed and injured are children and women. Many here believe that the Israeli attacks on Gaza, they are attacks on the civilians in the Gaza Strip. 1.8 million people live in this 365 square kilometer area of land. And despite Israeli claims that they're thwarting rocket attacks from Gaza, ask anyone here and they'll tell you it's an attack on them. It's an attack on the civilians, attack on the civilian infrastructure. The Israeli Air Force, Israeli tanks have been targeting homes, farmland, hospitals. This is what they've been targeting since the beginning. They were not targeting resistance fighters. Well, at the same time, resistance fighters are not sitting idle. They retaliated by firing rockets towards Israeli towns north of Gaza and south of Gaza, like Kiryat Gat, Ofakim, Rishon LeZion, Tel Aviv, and as far as Haifa. And all the Palestinian resistance factions, including Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad's military wing, Al-Quds Brigades, are working together, coordinating their defensive tactics against the Israeli soldiers who are currently present in the Palestinian territory in Gaza. They were not able so far to go deep into the Gaza Strip. The Israeli forces, tanks, are stationed east of the Gaza Strip.
All right, Press News' Ashraf Shannon reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Ashraf, and stay safe. Well, as the Israeli attack on the Gaza Strip continues, medical sources say dozens of Palestinians, including children, have died from suffocation after inhaling poisonous gas. The spokesman of the Palestinian Health Ministry said a strange toxic gas has been used by the Israeli army during its ground incursion in the north and south of the Gaza Strip. Dr. Ashraf Al-Ghidra said the Palestinian casualties arrived at hospitals suffering from suffocation after inhaling a white gas fired by the Israeli forces. Al-Ghidra urged Gazans to tightly seal their safe rooms so toxic gas cannot leak in. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joins me from Ohio for his thoughts on this. So welcome, sir. Mr. Duff, why is there no accountability for Israel's use of internationally banned weapons such as dime and this new toxic material that's been used?
Well, we don't have any specific analysis on the toxic material. We know that the Israelis were very active with South Africa during the 70s and 80s, developing such gases as sarin, BX, and BZ. And Israel does have stockpiles of those gases. We know that gases have been moved in and out of Syria and that have been used by the al-Nusra and ISIS forces who are allied to Israel. And Israel using those same weapons is no surprise to any of us.
And if it weren't for the support of the U.S. and several other Western countries, for how long do you think Israel could exist and continue to commit such atrocities?
Well, this is one of the shames of the American relationship with Israel. We're supplying them with an infinite number of chemical weapons. We're certainly giving them white phosphorus bombs, which have burned many Palestinian children. We're giving them illegal cluster munitions. They're using those as well. We're giving them depleted uranium munitions. They're using those. And, of course, frankly, they'll be poisoning a number of Israelis as well with those weapons. Now, the United States is underwriting and paying for all of this. And this is clearly a violation of any number of provisions within the Geneva Conventions. And the United States should very well be held accountable.
All right, Gordon Duff, Senior Editor of Veterans Today from Ohio. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.